French police have clashed with yellow vest protesters in the capital, Paris. Security forces fired tear gas and rubble and rubber bullets, as well as flashbulbs to disperse the demonstrators. Police made dozens of arrests. Similar protests were held across the country. It was the 15th consecutive weekend. People took to the streets across the country against President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. The protesters called for his resignation.
For the 15th consecutive Saturday, yellow vests marched all across France amid significant state violence, injuries, and arrests. An early end to winter led to far greater participation amid unprecedented demonstrations in secondary French cities. The yellow vests have been the first movement to stay mobilized during winter in decades, which has many predicting major participation in the coming weeks and months.
Of course the movement will continue, because there is so much injustice in France today. Above all, there is economic injustice.
Analysts say that the yellow vest movement is not due to one particular action or tax, but is the cumulative result of 8 years of right-wing economic austerity. President Emmanuel Macron's open disregard of public opinion, aloof personal style, and the corruption scandal known as the Benalla affair have all contributed to his disapproval rating of a whopping 70%.
Macron's actions have degraded his image down to zero with the French people. Nobody believes in him or his solutions.
Beyond their disillusionment with mainstream politics, yellow vests report tremendous dissatisfaction with the French media, accusing them of bias, misreporting, and a failure to focus on the economic and democratic foundations of their demands.
This week, Macron announced he will attempt to ban anti-Zionism. Analysts say the proposition is an attempt to slur the yellow vests as anti-Semitic and to create a long-running distraction from the anti-government movement.
From the beginning of the movement, they have tried to slander us as racists, xenophobes, and crazy people. And now they are trying to accuse us of being anti-Semitic. All around the country, there were marches this week against anti-Semitism, but the media only covered Paris and ignored the anti-racism marches in the small towns.
Last week, the United Nations and European Parliament finally made an open condemnation of the Macron government's repeated and disproportionate use of force. Close to 4,000 protesters have been hurt and nearly 8,000 people have been arrested in just the past 3 months. Rami Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.